Do you honor Christ with your finances? Hi, I'm Hanre de Jong, standing in for Chuck Bentley. This is My Money Life from Crown. We are inundated with financial advice. The vast majority of what I see says, do this or do that to increase your earnings and have more money. Interestingly, the Bible actually doesn't offer this advice. It tells us what we should believe about money, and those beliefs will influence how we behave. They're profoundly different. Romans 12, 1 and 2 says, we are not to be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our minds. This means that we have to change our beliefs if we expect to be truly changed. One simple application of this for 2021 is to ask yourself, are the financial choices I'm making honoring Christ and His kingdom? The only way you'll confidently answer that is if you know God's Word. It's the greatest book you'll ever read. In it, you'll discover thousands of references to money, second only to the subject of love. For instance, the Bible instructs us in 1 Timothy 6:17, command those who are rich in this present world not to be arrogant, nor to put their hope in wealth, which is so uncertain, but to put their hope in God, who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. So rather than striving to become the millionaire next door, commit to learning God's principles of financial management this year. Put your hope in Him, not in wealth, and you will truly honor Him. If you want to be a better steward of your resources, access Crown's online studies and tools. They will help you on your spiritual and financial journey. Find out more at crown.org. That's crown.org.